Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about the most recent school board meeting.
The Indianola School District School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the big topics of discussion was the decision to push back the start date for year-round school. Art, just tell us a little bit about kind of the recommendations going into that and then the discussions that took place with the board.
Sure. Well, one of the first things we did was Principal Morris surveyed parents just to see how they were feeling about getting back to school, just because we're in such an uncertain and unprecedented time. And I guess we weren't too surprised to see that a majority of parents are anxious to return to some kind of normalcy and get kids back to school. And the survey that was sent asked about their comfort level with the July 9th date, which was the originally scheduled year-round school start date. And 70% of parents were ready to send their kids back. We also outlined in that survey some of the mitigation things we would be doing in terms of cleaning and sanitizing and trying to limit and social distance, try to limit contact, close contact that we could. So that survey went out. Additionally, we surveyed our staff, and the answer there was that about 52% were ready to come back July 9th. So we started planning and speaking with the board about that and did that in concert with a lot of return to learn work we're doing. That work's going on anyway, but the timing with Irving makes it, you know, more critical to get that nailed down. And then kind of the last very important group for us to talk to was One County Public Health. And we had a call with them that included Mr. Morris and me and other school administrators and nurses, and just tried to gauge the comfort level of Warren County Public Health with what we were planning to do for mitigation and with that July 9th start date. And I think what came out of that conversation was something that a lot of us had been feeling, that we just were a little bit uncomfortable coming back quite that quickly. They also reinforced that it was their feeling that we would have a continued drop in cases as we move into August, and that an August, early August start date was realistic. So an August 4th start date is what we proposed to the board last night, and the 18 days that would have to be recouped to make that work will be taken from the fall break and the spring break and intercession, and then a few days at Christmas. And that Tuesday start date then would allow the kids to have a four-day week coming back, and also would sync up with a four-day evaluation period that the kindergarten teachers do as they divide kids up into classes. So the last piece kind of we're waiting on is to make sure the Department of Ed will okay that. They have been expressing that they're going to be flexible with schools, so we hope there won't be any problem there, but that's what we're pointing toward right now, is that August 4th start date.
Well, how important is it, and Indianola is kind of in a unique position with that, the year-round school, to be able to almost kind of use this as a test run for, you know, one elementary school and then kind of bring that over to the other schools and eventually, obviously, the entire district?
Well, we have talked about that, and it is a chance to, you know, to learn some lessons, and you try to anticipate everything that's going to come up, but there are always some things that happen that you need to adjust to. So we think it could be very important, not just to our other districts, but to other districts. You know, schools throughout the metro and across the state work cooperatively and communicate all the time. So I'm sure there'll be people, you know, wondering how things went and what lessons were learned.
Another thing working on, or that the administration is working on, is the return to learn plan. I believe that's due by July 1st to the state. You mentioned that they were going to be flexible with schools, so kind of talk about how that plan is coming together, and I think everyone's kind of in uncharted territory at this point.
Well, they are for sure, and the July 1st deadline really is to submit to the state a list of assurances and to make sure you're working on the right things. It's not that every detail of a plan has to be worked out, because I don't think it will be for anyone across the state. It's pretty complex. There are three different scenarios that we're working on planning. Every school in the state has to plan for remote continuous learning, such as we had this spring. Now, this spring, most school districts chose to make that voluntary, if there is a return to remote learning in the fall, the Department of Education has already said that it's going to need to be required. So looking at our practices with distance learning, one of the big action items at last night's board meeting was approving extending our digital learning environment down from the high school, middle school, all the way down through pre-K-5. So our tech director is looking at different devices and seeing what's available and trying to get things ordered for that. Because one thing we learned was that even when we shared a device with a family that needed one this past summer, you may have multiple students, different levels in that household too. So we think it's going to be great for equity for us to be able to put a device in the hands of each student, an appropriate device. So remote continuous learning is one. Then there's a hybrid model that definitely could come into play if you get a situation where part of your students are attending on site and part of your students are attending remotely at home. That could be due to differing health situations or potentially could even differ between buildings if you had a big outbreak in one building. So we're working on figuring out what that looks like for teachers and students if they are on site part of the week, for example, and at home part of the week. And then the third thing would be on site, assuming that we can come back to school and that it can be as normal as possible with extra mitigation and sanitation and physical distancing. So we're not required to plan for all three scenarios, but we are working on that because not knowing what the virus to do will do, we could very likely be in multiple scenarios next school year.
Once again, that was Superintendent Art Sadoff discussing the most recent school board meeting. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.